You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. This is Lee from Huntsville in for Phil Williams, live from the Right Side studio right here with Boomer. We're spanning south of Birmingham to north of Huntsville, from Tuscaloosa to Gadsden, with parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in for good measure. We're going to cover all the issues because we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. So we've got to head over to a sponsor right now.
I tell you, our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, one of the sponsors of our show, they are a chain of clinics that are doing amazingly good work all over North Alabama. They got locations in Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, five locations around the Birmingham area. Their two newest ones are in Chelsea and Hoover, and I hear that more are coming. But you may want to know they are open 7 days a week. They will take all ages. I'm talking about from pediatric to geriatric. You go in there, the staff is always friendly. The place is always clean. And I can just tell you, this is who I use. Southern Immediate Care. I use them in the Gadsden area. And they are always Johnny on the spot. I mean, they are so amenable. They are so, everything is so well received. And I never mind going there. Southern Immediate Care. If you need care 7 days, I mean, think about it. Saturday morning, you wake up, the kid's got a fever. What do? Southern Immediate Care. Look them up online. Find the location nearest to you. I'm just telling you, I know the folks that own this chain, and they are amazing people. And check them out. Southern Immediate Care, all over North Alabama. Find the one nearest to you and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio.
All right, guys, we are back. This is Lee from Huntsville, in for Phil. We've got some great, great text on the text line. Ryan from Hazel Green, TikTok? No, here's a dirt clod. Go outside and throw it at your brother. Have fun, kids. Yep, that was my experience growing up, for sure. Either that or it was, hey, get up and change the channel, because, you know, there were no channel changers when I was a kid. I was the channel changer. I got to get up and change channel. Brandy from Owens Crossroads. Don't think those parental controls work. The idea of taking it away is much better. I think that could probably be right. Richard from Madison. Despite hysteria over the ALA, aren't Alabama libraries locally controlled? Well, Richard, you would think so, right? I mean, but did any of us know that this explicit material is not only in the libraries, but their bylaws demand it? I was unaware of that. I think that they're more controlled by the ALA than you think if the ALA is drafting their bylaws. I think we need to step back and make this an Alabama library instead. I just had some great comments here. John from Huntsville. McQueen gets extra points for mentioning chess club because chess is for winners. Thank you.
There you go.
All right. Just had some funny ones. Tracy from Athens said, beepers and payphones, LOL. You know, back in the good old days, right? I remember beepers and payphones, but mostly that was for drug dealers. So yeah, I don't know.
I remember the calling cards. A lot of the calling cards.
And John from Brownsboro said, and don't think you're more tech savvy than they are. You are not. You are deluding yourself. And they will find it anyway. Raise the kids. Not the environment. Okay, I get that. I do. And you can't just keep them in a bubble away from everything. But I feel like if you keep their innocence long enough, it's just better for the kids. I don't want them to be traumatized by learning things before they should. John from Huntsville, by the way, Boomer says, Boomer, I need some more sound effects.
I got to play some more for you.
Yeah. Where's the coffee?
I mean, there's a lot of coffee.
Yeah. Play the coffee.
Coffee. Cappuccino.
Cappuccino.
I'm sure we'll have some Jack Assery here soon. I'm sure. Maybe.
I mean, we could have already played it a couple of times. So thank you guys for the great text. I've had a lot of good ones. I like the payphones and beepers. Remember those payphones you could drive up to? They were just right for the car height, you could pull right up. I was in sales when I first got out of college. I'm dating myself, but we'd pull up and we'd get on the. Most people didn't want to pay for a cell phone because they were relatively new and they were very expensive, like per minute. Uh-huh. And so we would just pull up and our company would have an 800 number and you would pull up and you'd pick up the receipt. You never get out of your car. You just dial it up and listening to your messages. So, yes, that dates me. But I remember those good old payphones. I mean, could you find a payphone now if you had to?
Probably only in like the city.
I guess.
Maybe, if they're not vandalized.
Yeah. I guess. Or do they still have them in England? Like the, what do they call it? The TARDIS?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably from that show, but yeah. I don't know what they actually call them. But yeah. Like, do they still have those? Those are so cool.
I don't know. I like them.
I think some things go the way of the dodo, and that's one of them. But so back to TikTok. So I don't know if you've seen this video, Boomer, and I didn't send it to you ahead of time because I wanted you to laugh. So there's a new TikTok challenge called the Kia Challenge. So there's a Kia, like the car.
Oh,
car. There's a lot of challenges on TikTok. Okay. Some of them are harmless.
I thought they were just the dances.
Well, there's dances. There's challenges. Like my son, there was some challenge where they would boys would get together and one would hit another with a wiffle ball bat. Now, in the back, like across the meaty part.
Yes.
Okay. So. Well, they made the mistake of giving my son the bat. So my son's played baseball since he was 4. He's 16. And he swung that wiffle ball bat, and that poor kid crumpled to the floor.
Ow.
And he was like, oh. Yeah, I mean, I don't think he was expecting to be able to swing that hard. And a wiffle ball bat still has some substance.
It'll sting for sure.
But they all did that to each other. Like, was just a funny thing to record and post. Okay, whatever. Those are kind of harmless. This one's called the Kia Challenge. And it is stealing a Kia and driving it around, possibly wrecking it, and then delivering it back to the same spot, apparently. But there was a guy in Chicago that tried this. And, well, the guy who owned the Kia came back too soon and proceeded to throttle the carjacker all over the streets of Chicago. Beat this man. Just beat him. Picked up a metal beam from somewhere and hit. I mean, like, just beat this guy. He absolutely made a big mistake because apparently Kias are easily stolen. I don't know. Some of the elected officials in some of these crime-infested cities blaming the car companies, Kia especially, because they're too easy to steal.
I did hear this.
Yeah.
But really, I mean, I guess if it's that easy, I mean, why... Okay.
But it's still okay. So it's easy. It's still stealing, a car.
Don't steal
That's
it.
Grand Theft Auto.
But I mean, like, why get onto them for making it? It's just like leaving your keys in the car for someone stupid that leaves your keys in your car.
Well, it's not that. I mean, you still have to steal it. It's not just it's a little more.
No, I'm just saying, if they're blaming the person, they're blaming the company.
Well, right.
Yeah. It's
right. And then no one has the right to take your car.
Exactly.
I don't care.
Nobody has the right.
And it's interesting because, you know, this is a communist Chinese-owned social media platform. But let me tell you what, the ridiculous garbage that they encourage in our country never sees the light of day in China. So everything that's on Chinese TikTok is like, you know, is science and math and how to, you know, be a good little Communist Party member and how to be a leader in society and all that. It's certainly not how to steal cars. That's not part of their TikTok. But they want to, I think they just get a real kick out of the rot that we have in our country and they want to contribute to it. So when you'll see TikToks of, I saw a TikTok of a car going down the road. And a woman, she had the back door open, and I don't mean it was going slow. It was going 40 miles an hour, 50 miles an hour. She has the back door open. She got her leg stuck out, and she's twerking. Yes.
The
door is open. She's standing in the back of the car, one leg, other leg up on the door, and she's twerking. And I'm like, do you know how easy it would be for this woman to fall to her death?
No, one little bump. One little
Bump, and she's going to be twerking her way on to heaven, or hopefully. So, you know, what? This is the kind of stuff that is being celebrated on TikTok. And this is why you really need to pay attention to what your kid is watching.
Wow.
But yeah, it's called the Kia Boys, or the Kia Steal a Kia Challenge. So, you know, might want to keep an eye on your kids, people. If they're eyeing Kias too closely, might be a problem. So, okay, I've got a few others. I'm going to kind of go through 10 bad TikTok challenges that went too far. You don't want to miss it. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Lee from Huntsville, in for Phil Williams for Right Side Radio. In the studios here, in the Right Side Studios, talking about TikTok and some TikTok challenges that went too far. It's funny because I had a great comment from Jay from Hartsville. If I was going to risk prison for stealing a car, I assure you it would not be a Kia. Idiots. Jay, I agree. I mean, Mercedes, anyone? Range Rover? So, got a call on this subject from Barry from Athens. Hey, Barry. So, what are your thoughts on the Kia Steal Challenge?
Well, you know what you said. They're easy to steal. So, that's why people do it. Well, you know, in a perfect world, people would be honest. You could leave your car on, you know, the keys in it. Nobody'd bother. But right. It's not a perfect world. But remember, you said that. You know, the horse went the way of the dodo, too, but back before cars were dominant and people still rode their horses.
Right.
You see all the Westerns, and back in the day, they just wrapped those reins around the hitching post and go on into the saloon, go do what they had to do. They didn't have to worry about anybody bothering their horse, because if somebody stole your horse, when they caught you, they'd hang you.
Yeah, being a horse thief was bad.
So maybe if they'd go back to some severe punishment, car theft wouldn't be such a big thing in this country anymore.
Well, you would think if they go back to any kind of punishment. I mean, in Chicago, more than likely, these people are out on the street same day on their own recognizance. They don't even require bail
more
anymore.
More than likely.
So I don't know more what they likely, expect.
Yeah. Extreme times call for extreme measures. I'm for coming back with the death penalty on a lot of things that they don't do it for anymore. It would deter crime. It would eliminate half the prison population. It would do a lot of good for this country. Because, we don't want to live in fear. You wouldn't live in fear if you act right and are a good human being and not a sorry piece of crap. But anyway, that's
life. Well, I can't disagree with that. I don't know. Death penalty over Kia? I'm not sure. But we'll see.
Steal my car. I don't care if it's a Yugo. I want you to die. That's just me. I'm a cruel, heartless person.
Oh, Barry, I'm sure you got a warm heart in there somewhere.
I wouldn't do that to somebody, and I don't appreciate them doing it to me. I think most people feel that way. Most honest people feel that way.
I totally agree.
You don't
agree.
Let people get by with crime and just, you know, slap them on the wrist. You want to stop it, you make the punishment severe.
Agreed.
And that stops it.
Agreed. I think we do mean more.
Back, yeah, and then when it gets back to, you know, everybody kind of calms down and you can – you know, leave your doors unlocked and everything again, then maybe they can lighten up on the stuff. But once, you know, once it lightens up on the stuff, it starts coming back, then make the punishments more severe, and you'll deter a lot of stuff.
So some ebb and flow, on the punishments.
But that's just me. There's right and there's wrong. I don't see in between stuff. And so that's
I think there's a lot of people that agree with you, Barry. I think you're onto something, especially about some draconian punishments here to curb the nonsense. But thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Oh,
I'm listening to five different things.
Well, here's another interesting TikTok challenge. And this one I know got a few stories written up here. The ice cream licking challenge. So that was a trend where, really gross, they would go to a supermarket, get a tub or a pint of ice cream, open the top, lick it, and put it back on the shelf. where an unsuspecting shopper might buy said licked ice cream. I find that really repulsive, the thought that someone might at some point in 2019 or 2020 licked my ice cream. It just is gross, but hopefully that did not happen. Now, some people tried to defend the trend participators, claiming that they just did it and then for clout and filmed it, and then you went back and got the ice cream and bought it. But I don't know if I believe that. I think that there are people who probably licked it and left. And that's a serious health issue. That's not just for jokes. You know, you can be spreading disease. So, gross. There was something called the silhouette challenge, and that one was pretty big. So you'd film yourself in loose fitting clothing, and then in a well lit room, and then in tight fitting clothes or your underwear in a red tinted dark place where they could only see your silhouette. But of course, it didn't take creepy people long enough to mess with the colors and brighten the dark spots until you could see everybody clearly. And most people were in their underwear, and that turned out to be a problem. I think they ended up taking most of those down. Looks like we have got Old Sarge on the line about Kia stealing. So, Old Sarge, yeah. Tell me about it.
Hey. Well, I mean, it's just like the earlier caller said about, you know, horse thieves. You hung them. The reason it was a hanging for taking somebody's horse is you took away their livelihood. That
right.
was their means of transportation, their means of work. You steal somebody's Kia, I mean, it might not be the greatest car in the world or the most expensive, but you know what? They no longer can get to work. You
That's
steal
true.
It, you wreck it, you ruined it for them until maybe an insurance company comes through. You know?
So no,
you're
true.
Taking away their livelihood, so it should be the death penalty.
I think you can, I think that when you're talking about people can, you know, lose their job for not having a ride, they can financially
yep.
go under. I know some people have had to resort to taking Ubers, and you know those can get really expensive really fast. So no, I do get it.
100%.
It's a very serious thing. Plus, you're stealing a car. That's Grand Theft Auto. That's really serious. But
well,
now that
I mean,
they've made the punishments,
so go ahead and do it the way it should be.
But when you think about it, if you're trying to sow discord in a society and make a just basically cause a denigration of society, what you stop punishing the criminals and find out what happens to the honest people, you know? And these Soros prosecutors who aren't prosecuting these car thieves, who are letting them out on their own recognizance to just do it again and again and again, I don't blame people for getting frustrated and you know. I get that guy in Chicago in a way. Here he was walking out. Yeah, Kia may not be an expensive car, but that's probably all that guy could afford. And some yahoo's trying to steal
the car and drug him down the road.
Well, he didn't do that, but dadgum, he beat him pretty bad. So I get it, Old Sergeant. I think you're right. I think it should be a lot more serious than it is right now. But unfortunately, what are you going to do when they won't prosecute?
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it very much.
Well, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Well, we'll be back in a little bit to finish up some more ridiculous TikTok challenges. You'll love the last one. Welcome back, everybody. This is Lee from Huntsville in for Phil Williams. And here's a word from our sponsor. Oh, in just a second, we'll have a word from our sponsor.
ZLA Solutions. They are amazingly good at doing the things that helps you to make your business better. ZLA Solutions. And they can do things like sorting and containment, quality control, help you with your logistics, your warehousing, all that kind of stuff. But their bread and butter still remains staffing. So if you need people, I mean, if you need bodies, you need people coming to work every day, they can help you find them. At blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter, I always say. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, get you a whole crew, a shift of people. They can also just find the one or two people you need with special niche skills that are hard to find. Anyway, ZLA Solutions, they like to say, at ZLA, we don't make it, we make it better. That's their goal, is to help you make your business better. So do me a favor, check them out. Their website, ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLAUSA.com. And if you're talking to them, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio.
All righty. We are back with some more TikTok challenge idiocy.
I'm ready for these. I think they're really stupid, but some of them are kind of funny. I mean, I'm not gonna lie.
Well, this one really made me laugh. The milk crate challenge. Have you seen this?
Is that how to stack up milk crates?
Yeah, and
right?
You like climb up them
and see how high you can get,
or something like that. But and here's the thing: is you can sometimes make it up, but they never make it down. There's always a fall.
There's always in it.
And it's like to me that's sort of like a step on a Lego challenge. That hurts. Who wants to do that? Oh, I can walk through the, you know, when my kids were younger. Anyway, you walk through the house at night, and you're like, oh, because you stepped on a Lego.
Oh yeah,
that's the worst.
Ouch.
I know.
I'm going through that now.
Yeah. That will last for a while, Bimmer. Or hopefully you don't. One of mine flushed a Lego. He was big on flushing Legos.
Flushing? Yes. Down the toilet?
Yes. Oh. A thousand years from now, someone will find some Legos. Because you know they don't degrade. Someone will find some floaty Legos in a septic tank and go, wonder what this meant for that civilization.
What was this?
It meant I had a 3-year-old who liked to flush things. At least it wasn't jewelry. I had a friend whose kid flushed her engagement ring.
No.
Yes. So let's not make that a challenge. But this milk crate challenge said they would climb up a pyramid of crates stacked on each other. Most, if not all, participants would manage to ascend the pyramid but fall on their descent. Yes. And these falls would result in sprains, breaks, and other dangerous injuries. They ended up banning that milk crate challenge, but they don't do it in a timely manner. They let, you know, enough people get nice and hurt, and then they end up banning it. But still, it's just a way to encourage people to hurt themselves. There was also the penny challenge. I knew quite a bit of kids tried the penny challenge when they were little. It's where you stick a penny in a light socket and see what happens. Like in the...
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I knew some kids that did that. It's called It's called a real bad shock and sometimes a little mini fire. They didn't do it on purpose, but this is actually encouraging people to... partially plugging their chargers into an outlet, then squeezing a penny in that small space between the outlet and the plug. Yeah, that's just dumb. At the very least, you get sparks flying, a scorched outlet, and a power outage. The worst is a fire. I can't imagine, you know, I would pray to God my kid would not be dumb enough to do that. But, you know, kids can be impulsive.
That's true.
There's the skull breaker challenge. Yeah, this one is...
Skull breaker?
Yes.
These are all challenges on TikTok.
Yes.
Dang.
It's dangerous. This trend features three participants standing in line next to each other. The middle one stands still while the other two on the either side jump. And then the one in the middle follows suit. And then the first pair trips him as he comes down so that he can... And so he usually hits his head...
Yeah.
As he falls.
Oh.
Who volunteers to be the middle one?
Like, you know,
do they
about
know
to
this is happening?
I guess they don't.
Yeah, you have to get that one friend that's not on TikTok and go, hey, we're going to do this jumping thing. I mean, because who would willingly do that? And it says if you're the one to trip the person, regardless if they're willing or unwilling, you could get criminally charged by the police. Well, I hope so.
Wow.
It's called assault. I don't know. That just, to me, I'm like, you must really not like that person if you want to bang their head on the concrete or whatever. Mm. there's one called the Benadryl Challenge. And it, no, it's not to make sure your kid falls asleep on the way home. This is, they were like, this one woman, she made chicken in a frying pan, like, you know, just pan cooked it and then dosed it with Benadryl.
But why?
I guess, it's supposed to lead to euphoria. I mean, it is a drug. And I can't imagine it'd be good on chicken. Gross. They said that it can definitely cause overdose. And actually, a 15-year-old died in Oklahoma from it. Took too much and died because I think it can cause like cardiovascular events, seizures, stop breathing, all of that. And it was supposed to lead to like hallucinations or something. I guess that's the benefit.
That's what they're trying to do.
Oh my God, no! Yeah. So that was the goal there, and now this one's a really interesting one, Boomer.
Okay.
This one's called the Pee Your Pants Challenge. Yeah, that is correct. You heard that correctly.
I don't know. It is kind of funny. Pee Your Pants Challenge. So what are they doing?
Well, this guy just one day decided, because he was that bored, that he was going to pee his pants and video it just for giggles.
Did he get paid for this? Probably.
Well, none of them get paid for any of it, Boomer. No. And so he did that and then made it a challenge so that other people. But there has been, I think they named a grand champion, though.
They did?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Joe Biden. He's the Piss Your Pants Challenge winner.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I mean, who can do it better?
Who can do it better?
Yeah. Depends. No depends. Doesn't matter. Yeah. So I don't know on that one. I have to just kind of wonder, what? Why is that a challenge? Usually just an emergency.
Just an emergency.
And do you remember back during Corona, they had the coronavirus challenge? Do you remember this?
No. Oh, maybe just, I do. I don't know. I'm just not that.
Okay. So this TikToker dubbed it the coronavirus challenge, and because she licked a toilet seat on a plane to try to get COVID, and posted it. And I'm like, honey, there are way better ways to get COVID than lick a toilet seat on a plane. Jesus, Mary and Joseph. There's a lot of other stuff on that besides Corona. Dang. Yeah, that's a big no.
Yuck.
That's what I said. Gross. So, you know, these are some awesome I mean, can you imagine what the youth of today, they're going to look back and say, you remember all those challenges? Remember when you peed your pants and had it on video? Or maybe their future employers are going to go, is this you peeing your pants? I don't know. I think it's a bit crazy. Jeremy from Huntsville has a challenge. It's called Steal a Controversial Book for a Library Challenge. I like the direction you're going there, Jeremy. I like it. Yes, TikTok. Kenneth from Somerville says TikTok equals Darwin Award winners. I truly believe that. Yes, it's cleansing the gene pool of some idiocy, I think, sadly, because most of these people that are injured really badly are kids, and they're easily impressionable.
Right.
And all I'm saying is this China's like, watch this. They're like the rednecks of the world. They're like, hey, y'all, watch this. We're going to make this app, and we're going to put the dumbest possible, lowest brow, stupidest content, and we're going to aim it straight at Americans and get them to participate. And we're like, give us more. Yes, sir, may I have another?
Keep going.
Yeah, we love this. We want more and more and more. So I guess you get what you ask for. I'm not sure.
Wow.
I know. Well, okay. We'll be back to wind this up right here on Right Side Radio. And we're back. This is Lee from Huntsville in for Phil Williams. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We have had some really funny texts come in. Devin from Brownsboro, I think Sleepy Joe has participated in the Benadryl challenge as well. I don't know, Boomer. I mean, he does call a lid pretty early every day. He might be doing the challenge.
I'm going to take the rest of the day off.
I mean, I would have to. If I took a Benadryl, I'd sleep for like 12 hours. So, yeah, maybe that's why he's calling a lid early.
That's Devin, probably what it does.
Devin could have just blown the lid off here. I don't disagree, though. I don't know. I think he's a grand champion, pee your pants, though.
Grand champion.
I mean, that's just me. So John has come out with the grades.
Oh
yes.
Oh, John, thank you. Let's see. He says Boomer McQueen get a double plus for their spectacular performance. And there is no doubt in my mind that today's winner is Lee from Huntsville.
Woo!
Who gets an A triple plus. Woo-hoo! Absolutely perfect. Woo-hoo! Congratulations.
Well, you have no idea, John. I was waiting for this. I don't know how you set yourself up as the arbiter of if a show is decent or not, but I appreciate.
He started doing that, I think it was back in January. John, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember him starting to do it. I think it was at the beginning of this year, and he said he was going to do it every show all year long. And honestly, he has. So I'm loving the dedication, so he gets an A triple plus.
Absolutely. I kind of listen for that at the end of the show when I'm just a listener. Like, wonder what John thought of it. So I know it, but I appreciate you guys listening today, and it's been really fun. I have super enjoyed sitting in this chair.
It's a good time, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. And I think we've squeezed a lot in today, honestly.
Absolutely.
But I will say that TikTok, you were gonna mention something earlier.
Oh yeah, the whole TikTok thing. I actually coached a large part of just my adult life, just coaching different sports. But one of the sports I had coached was, I actually coached competitive cheer. Mm-hmm. And all my girls who are like 15 to 18 years old, oh my word, they were on TikTok all the time. And so I was like, man, and I even asked them, I said, what's the draw to TikTok? They're like, well, I can find anything on here. And then it's just like, I have to figure out what's going on, what else is going on. You know, it's like that how they communicated. I'm like, oh my goodness, Snapchat and TikTok. I think that was the biggest things for them.
And I think that type of quick hit video format, where you're going from one thing to the next to the next to the next. I've read somewhere that it actually changes the way your brain processes information.
Yeah.
And you become less capable of watching longer videos,
longer things,
reading longer things.
Wow.
It actually changes like the feedback loop in your brain. That's just disturbing to me. You know, we're going to raise a bunch of kids who, I can tell you this much from having helped my kids write, in school. I've always insisted my kids be able to write. And I took a lot of English in school. I thought I was going to be a writer and I was going to get an English degree. And then, and then one day I woke up and said, no, I'd like to be able to feed my family. So I decided to go into another field. But I have a lot of English. So I help my kids. I still help them if they have to write something. They want me. I mean, I edit. I won't write it for them.
Right.
I never would. But I would help them edit. And usually it was just my, you know, saying, oh, what about this? Or how about this rephrasing? But I did make them do the work. So their friends got wind of this, and some of them would come and try to get some help. And I'm just like, my Lord, the writing, it's like third grade. And they're like in high school.
Right.
And I think part of that is the lack of communication in that way. Remember, we just wrote all the time. We wrote notes. We wrote letters.
That's all we did in school.
Yeah.
Is letters, notes. You had to write stuff on your board to remember it. You put in your locker, you had a dry erase marker or something, and you'd write it down. Everything was writing.
And you wrote all over your notebooks.
We didn't have the digital phones then.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You wrote everything pretty much. And you wrote actual letters. Like, my kids think that the letters that I wrote back and forth to my husband when we were just dating in college, they think it's some sort of portal into the past. Like, it's from the 1800s,
okay,
or something.
Like, what happened to, like, back in grade school, like even the younger years when you did flat Stanleys to other schools all across the nation.
Yeah.
You know, the kids wrote letters to other kids or, I mean, just all those things, writing letters. It's just. Well,
nowadays they can, you know.
Now they'll digitize it.
Yeah, but nowadays it's literally just they got to make sure they can read on grade level and write and do some math, and most of them can't.
Push them through.
Yeah, they don't have time for any of that. But I think that a big part of communication has been kind of lost. Mm. And that I think that's one of the reasons why. And so I always encourage my kids to write. And all my kids can write cursive, which nowadays there's a lot of people who can't read cursive because they never learned how to write it.
No, that's kind of crazy.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Do they not? Is that something they don't teach anymore?
In some schools, no.
Really?
Yeah. And I mean, most people don't write fully in cursive.
No.
Even as adults, we don't. We combine.
But you can.
Print and cursive.
Can.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. And I can even read elaborate cursive, right? Because I mean, we just learned how to read that.
Right.
But no, it's gonna be a lost art. And I know. But so, you know, I look at these things and I think it's no wonder why TikTok and instant feedback and, you know, just all of that sort of thing. You know, that's how kids communicate now. They communicate
instant
in text
feedback.
Speak.
I like what you just said, the instant feedback. That's what they're waiting for. Is the instant
likes on things.
Instantaneous. Is that right?
Yes. That right? Like, so I took one of my kids' phones cause I wanted to look at a picture of a friend that I knew their parents, you know, so I wanted to just see the picture mm-hmm. and I liked it on accident cause I just touched the screen.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a problem. It was a big problem. And I didn't realize that something communicated a message. There is just feedback in ways we don't even get as parents. Yeah. Well, I didn't mean to. I just accidentally touched it. And it just.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think that it is that feedback that drives it. So we really got to get our kids to disconnect. Like have weekends where there's. You're going on trips. You're camping. My next door neighbor is the biggest camper.
Man,
he was an old Eagle Scout.
Back in the day,
he was an Eagle Scout. 15 years old. His Eagle Scout trip. They dropped him and the rest of his 15 now, his troop, in I think it was Arizona or somewhere, and they hiked like 30 miles over so many days, and they were alone.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
That's
anybody
nuts.
Doing that now? There was adults following them from distances and keeping an eye on them, but these kids were outdoors. They were doing things. They were, you know, I just worry that we, you know, that kids can't disconnect anymore and kids can't be without the technology. Because my kids always say, "What would you do without your phone?" I said, "What I did for the first 25 years of my life."
Exactly.
You know, that I can make it.
Yeah,
the apocalypse comes, I'll be all right.
Without that phone. Well, Lee, thank you so much for being here. It's been a pleasure having you in studio.
Well, I have enjoyed it, and I wish Phil fun and happiness wherever he is. Thank you, guys.
Right side.